Episode 1078, Winter Wonderland.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. Are you ready? It is 2 days till Christmas. Tomorrow is Christmas Eve, and I can't tell you how excited I am. I think I'm more excited than the children. Oh, yes, and guess what? I want to tell you, our prayers have been answered. We have a house. That's what's going on under our Christmas tree. Oh, yes, and my hubby is home. And, you know, it's just something about the holidays that brings everybody together. It's all about the winter wonderland. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, it is a winter wonderland, but you know the holidays can be stressful. Just thinking that Christmas is 2 days away, maybe your list isn't all checked off yet. Well, today, you're going to take a breather. You're going to create your winter wonderland and check off all those holiday lists. You're going to combine them together, and you're going to have the best holiday ever. First off, though, how do you and your spouse get through the holidays? Well, I know for us, it's been a little easier this year. Why? He's down south, I'm up north. Oh, some people would say that is the best arrangement ever. Actually, it hasn't been. We FaceTime every single night, and we've really been together probably more than if he was actually here in the same house with me under the same roof. But when you look at the holidays, it can be stressful. And a lot of times, the only thing that we exchange are harsh words and criticisms. And I know I'm guilty as charged. It's very easy because we're tired. We stay up too late. We, you know, are watching those Christmas videos or we're spending time with the family who've come in from miles and miles and miles away that you feel like you have to do things. So everybody is running on what? Empty. Everybody is. So how do you and your spouse get through the holidays? Stress can really tug on your heart and your patience. So the best thing to do to bypass all the stress is to take lots of deep breaths. And I mean it, seriously. So let's try it together. We're breathing in, hold it a little bit, and just relax it, breathe it out. Something about connecting with our breath. I know, maybe it's too fundamental, but it's something we need to remember. We were born, and the first thing we did was what? We took a breath. It's God breathing into us. We need to remember that when we breathe and that's all we're doing, it allows us to slow down. It allows us to be in the moment. This winter wonderland, this dream that you have for your life, to be able to have it extended to your family and your home filled with just love and joy and happiness, that doesn't come with stress, does it? So you have to create it. So take those deep breaths. When things are getting crazy in the kitchen, maybe you left the turkey in just a little bit too long. Take lots of deep breaths. You'll get through it because this too shall pass. Now, when you're not breathing, you know you can't handle anything. Try holding your breath and talking. Okay, I'll do it right now. And it's really difficult because all I am doing right now is losing my air and I can't take a breath. Okay, you get my point, right? I know this is supposed to be a little bit lighter because you're already stressed enough. So now that I've got you breathing and smiling just a little bit, I want to tell you my crazy holiday story. My hubby always makes time to wrap gifts. He is so awesome at it. And he's actually very meticulous. Kind of sometimes drives me absolutely bonkers because the lines match up. Now, I know that's his amazing attention to detail, which when he's at work, he needs that attention to detail. But me, I'm like, just get the job done. They're going to rip open the paper. They don't care if the beards match. It's all right. It doesn't matter. Oh, no, but we take our time. So I probably wrap 3 to his 1, maybe sometimes 4 to his 1, depending. But anyway, that's beside the point. My hubby always makes time to wrap gifts, and they are beautiful. He also helps me clean the house and do laundry, I might add. It's sounding pretty good, isn't it? You probably want to borrow him. Well, he's not up for sale, at least not at this moment in time. But on top of all of that, he loves to watch football. That kind of goes on his holiday list. If you had a holiday list, what would it look like? Because I know for me, I try to squeeze in every single thing I can. And it's usually all the other stuff. Like, well, I got to buy presents and I got to check my list twice. Then I've got to wrap the gifts. Oh, wait, and I have to send the gifts because we're never where family is. Then we've got to shop for the food. You got to make sure you have the right food in the house to survive all the family, especially if the in-laws are there, right? I know, wink, wink, you get it. So you got to make sure you got the food. Then, oh my goodness, you've got to make the cookies, all the yummy for the tummy. Sign me up. You know, for me, it's peanut clusters all the way. I'm making even more batches today. And then finally, it's the lights. There's something about Christmas that you got to go and see the lights. Well, this is pretty basic, I know. But for me, I would say if I had to put everything down besides making a list out of every single thing I just named you, because, you know, if I wanted to see the lights, I'd probably have about 5 different places I want to go. The cookies, I'd have about 6 or 7 different yummies for your tummies written down and the recipes I want to try. The food, oh my goodness, the grocery list. I probably would have 5 grocery lists because I would have a list for every place I would go shopping. I know it's crazy anyway. Yes, but I told you, I wanted to invite you into my crazy holiday. Now, as much as this is pretty basic, it's also a really great start. However, today we're going to switch it up. The focus on the list should not be all about the stuff. You want a winter wonderland where 2 hearts can beat as one. Take that in for a moment. What if your holiday, every single day from now into the new year? I know it's kind of scary that we're already thinking into 2018, but it's going to be here before we know it. What would it look like for you? How would you feel? Where would your emotions go if you could create this winter wonderland where 2 hearts beat as one? Makes you smile, doesn't it? Makes you feel warm and fuzzy all inside. It's like, whoa, I've got a spark again. I've got a reason to breathe and be alive and to, you know, take it to the next level. I can do this. I can make one more batch of cookies. Because, you know, after that 3rd batch, you're like, really? I have 8 more cookies to eat or to fix. And you're like, can I just throw them away? No, you can't. You can't waste the batter because the batter's really good. I know, been there too many times. But it's about the winter wonderland. It's about the dream that you have. It's about 2 hearts beating as one. That's where you want to be. That's where you got to share in the magic. And that is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Share in the magic. Now, you know, I shared with you my list, the buy presents and the wrap gifts and the send the gifts and all this jazz. Well, I want to change up that list for you today. And this is what it's going to look like for your winterland. Instead of buying presents, what if you were to be present? Actually be in the moment. When you're cooking that last, you know, batch of cookies, even if there's only 8, you didn't even get a dozen on the tray. Instead of fretting over it because you're like, oh, I should just throw it away. It's a waste of my time. Or, you know, who cares already? No, do care. Be present. It's not about the cookies. What's happening around you? Who's standing in the kitchen with you? Do you have your puppy dog underneath your feet slobbering because he's like, could you slip me a, you know, just a little bit more cookie dough? Maybe it's your children giggling and laughing in a corner. Maybe it's them screaming in another room because they're watching the football game. It's the bowl time, right? You know me in football, gotta have the bowl games on. Be present. Don't worry about buying the presents. Be present. Number 2. You got to wrap those gifts. You have a whole room full. Well, okay, I have a whole room full. I'm not sure about you. Maybe it's a closet. I stick mine in all different places, but I can't tell you where I hide mine because I'm sure the children are listening. Then they'll know all my good hiding places. Maybe I'll just throw that on the website and you can go read about it. All the great hiding places to hide your Christmas presents. But it's not about wrapping the gifts. You want to wrap someone in a hug. Hold your sweetheart tight. That's when things stop. That's when you begin to melt all your frustration away. doesn't matter how many batches of cookies you made. It doesn't matter if you left something in the oven a little bit longer than what you wanted to. It doesn't matter if you forgot that one stocking stuffer. It's about the love. It's about the hug. Wrap your sweetheart in a hug. And number three, with me, you know, we're everywhere. So we got to send those gifts. We got to mail them off. We want them to receive it, right? Well, it's not about the sending of the gifts. It's about sending love. How many times are you sending a text and it's all about, oh, why did you leave this mess on the floor? Whether it's to your child, whether it's to your husband, whether it's to your wife, maybe it's even to your mother. Oh yeah, that's probably not a good text to send. Maybe she's not texting yet, so maybe that won't be a problem for you. But my mom texted. And the thing is we don't want to focus on just the gifts part. It's the love part. That's what God sent us, right? He sent us love. It was his son, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. It was his love. That was his extension of him. We are to do that too, send love. No, maybe you don't have your family nearby. Then get on a Skype call or FaceTime them. Do a live Facebook, you know, video together even. You can do that and just privately invite people. If you're all on Facebook, how fun is that? There are ways to connect. That's why you send love. Number four, I told you my grocery lists are long. They are. I got lots of grocery stores I go to, lots of box stores, whatever. Big family, you got to shop around to make sure you hit the budget. Well, it's not about shopping for food. You know those red kettles? Here in the United States, we have the red kettles outside. And most of your stores that you walk into, there's a person out there ringing a bell. It's the Red Kettle campaign. It's from the Salvation Army. And every single time I go into a store, I donate something. It's just a little something. It's not a lot, but at the end of the season, it adds up to a lot of what we have given. Well, we need to look at that the same way. Instead of shop for food, how about donate food? This is a very important time to make sure our pantries, our food pantries, who are serving those who don't have the capability to put food on the table, can. So find a place where you can donate food, donate your time, to serve. That's what we're here to do. It's not just about what's under your tree, but it's how you can extend and give somebody else their tree, their breath of life, their love, to let them know that they're cherished too. They're not forgotten. And number five, oh yes, we can't forget the tummy. I know, I'm filling mine up. Okay, today I'm not because I'm saving it for the big day. Oh, I am, but we got to make those cookies, the yummies for the tummies. We want all that good stuff, the cakes, and I mean, maybe it's Rice Krispie treats, or it's, I don't know, it's chocolate balls. For me, it's peanut clusters or chocolate chip cookies, whatever, sugar cookies. Maybe you do gingerbread houses. It's not about making the cookies. It's about making memories. What happens when you make that gingerbread house? Are you really focused on how detailed the trim is around the window? Did you get the doorknob on just right? Or is it about the stories that are being told? The giggles from your children. The roll of the eyes as a hubby runs through from one end to the next because he really doesn't want to build the gingerbread house. It's the memories. So instead of making the cookies, make memories. And finally, number six. I don't know if you remember me mentioning to see the lights. There's something about Christmas and lights. It's like the stars in the sky. It lights everything up. It brings what? Light to the darkness. So many of our lives as we go through our journeys, we got a lot of darkness in it. And it doesn't make us feel really good. That adds to our stress and our frustration. Sometimes we feel extra lonely and we just don't know what to do. Our relationships then begin to suffer because we just don't want to be around anybody. Maybe depression begins to set in and you begin to pull away from life as a whole. Well, there's something about lights. It brightens everything up. It puts a smile on your face, even if you don't want to smile. Think about it. When you drive through your neighborhood or if you're going down the highway and far off. I mean, we're in a rural area, and I can be driving down a dark highway, and all of a sudden I see the farmhouse and these beautiful lights up, and they just sparkle. And as you get closer, what, the lights get brighter. Don't just see the lights. Be the light this season. You see, God sent his only son here to be the light for you. All he asks in return is that you be the light for someone else. To share a smile. To just listen. To lend an ear. Letting someone know that you care. So when you share in the magic, you change your list up a little bit. I don't know about you, but the stress melts away. And no one needs to be dressed in stress. So put up that outfit. It's time to take it all off and share in the magic. Let your light shine this magical Christmas season. May two hearts beat as one. Share in the magic as you breathe in your winter wonderland. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.